When I prayerfully look at my Lord's compassion eye, he immediately blesses me with a heart embrace.
The mind opinion and the vital dominion I never want.
I ever want heart union.
Wherever I go, my Lord's protection eye is my safeguard.
In my meditation room, only my heart devotion is available.
God tells my heart that he will always accept collect calls, no matter at what time I call him. But we're not accepting the collect call. We don't know who this is calling, but it's nowhere near as important as this.
No, we'll leave it. Our hunger for perfection life and our imperfection attachment are never on good terms.
Just a little humility prayer. Lo, the pride tower has crumbled.
The haughtiness of the mind has to pass away, uncared for and unloved.
Before I became my life's surrender dawn, I had to spend many, many long years in vain.
God wants each and every seeker to be his heart home dweller.
The easiest way to win my Lord's heart is to offer him the sleepless devotion tears of my heart.
My unwillingness mind, God does not want to remember.
Each heart must cling closely to God's feet.
The desiring mind knows two things, how to haunt my heart and hunt my life.
Each meditation is made of God's blue-gold smiles.
My heart sky must be flooded with my God surrender songs.
When my heart weeps, God immediately gets up from his sleep.
Oh, my mind, I shall never allow you to show the world your anger tempest.
To live an ignorance-free life is not an impossible task.
The heart sheds sweetly God-parting tears.
The mind has no tears to shed when God says farewell.
I never forget the simplicity and sincerity days and nights of my life.
O my mind, nobody forces you to swim in doubt, torture, fears.
I surrender my will to God's will, not out of fear, but out of a new discovery.
The self-importance river does not have the capacity to flow straight.
We need only an iota of love and not a visa to enter into God's heart kingdom.
If we do not humble our pride, our Godward march will definitely come to a halt.
Man's strongest weakness is his God unwillingness pride.
We must end our friendship with our lethargy friend without warning.
My Lord, do show me the way to ego oblivion.
God owes me nothing, yet I blame him for everything that I have and have not.
No human being knows where his heart will lead him.
No human being knows when and how his life will end.
My Lord, save me. Save me from the scorching heat of stark ignorance.
My Master is my only source of divine inspiration.
How can a true seeker be empty of faith? Impossible.
Every moment is an occasion either to enjoy or to suffer.
If we want to make real spiritual progress, we must not pay any attention to the fleeting panorama of life.
Without having the steadiness and stillness of the mind, we cannot make substantial progress in the spiritual life.
Anything that is great may be immortal, but anything that is good is bound to be immortal.
I have tried in my own way to please my Lord Supreme many times. Even in my own way, I have sadly failed.
The more we find the truth, the more we should seek to arrive at a higher truth.
There are many questions in my mind. My self-giving is the only real answer.
Alas, we are blind, even to imminent dangers.
The mind and the vital are always in collusion to disgrace the heart.
I need badly my soul's high recommendations to my Lord Supreme.
My Lord Supreme always wants all citizens of the world to be around him in a very wide circle.
God always blesses us with new, inspiring, illumining, and fulfilling gifts, yet we remain our unsaid thank you.
Every day my heart prays to God for the arrival of new dreams.
We can expect joy only from our self-giving.
The desire life cannot see the face of God.
My heart and my Lord's heart frequently talk about world unity.
God wants all human beings to be his heart's immediate neighbors.
We must never forget to offer our heart's God gratitude moment to God.
My life should be as changeable as flowing water.
I offer my Lord Supreme my aspiration list. He sends me the garland of his heart beauty in return.
God sends our silent hearts to bring our sound minds in.
Spirituality and divinity always want to be together.
In a living world, we all desperately need a living God.
It is our choice whether to become a God lover or a God server. God will be equally satisfied with us.
There is no specific hour for us to study at God's Heart School. We can join at any time.
We cannot conquer anybody's heart with power. But with love, we can easily conquer even God's heart.
Alas, I waste and waste my days in performing desire plays.
My outer smiles are my inner revelations.
An ingratitude heart is a first-class failure.
The moon teaches us how to dream.
The sun teaches us how to awaken ourselves to God.
When my Lord is in full control, I become the happiest God seeker.
Love is beautiful.
Devotion is soulful.
Surrender is fruitful.
Anybody who wants to live on earth must be brave, right from the very beginning.
How can I ever be jealous of Mother Earth? Do I not see Mother Earth's heart bleeding?
Our indulgence life and our aspiration heart is always dangerous.
Be not an idle dreamer.
Be a reality lover.
It is I who create my happiness by virtue of my constant self-giving.
Morning gives me its beauty.
Evening gives me its silence.
I give morning my prayer beauty.
I give evening my meditation fragrance.
On earth, every human being wants to be powerful.
In heaven, every soul wants to be beautiful, infinitely more beautiful.
I am complete not when I speak, but when I become.
Humanity's ultimate goal, perfect perfection.
My God discovery tells me that my God manifestation mission is of unimaginable importance.
When we surrender our will to God's will, cheerfully, unreservedly, and unconditionally, God tells us that He is all ready to welcome us.
The mind is afraid of the eternal watcher.
The heart is enamored of the eternal watcher.
God loves to watch the flow of my heart river.
The sound life is jealous of the silence heart.
I use my prayer tear train to go to God.
I use my meditation smile train to bring God to my aspiration heart cottage.
Divinity blooms in my heart tears.
Immortality blossoms in my soul smiles.
My mind's other name is God search.
My heart's other name is God discovery.
The difference between the body and the vital is this. The body sleeps, the vital screams.
The difference between the mind and the heart is this. The mind is world possession hunger. The heart is God union hunger.
A seeker must dive deep within to see what is in God's heart depth.
We must not allow anything to stop us from pleasing our Lord Supreme.
A mind of negativity and a heart of peace can never be found together.
My Lord cannot believe his eyes and ears when I tell him that I do not care for my spiritual life any more.
My Lord enjoys counting my gratitude heart smiles.
My Lord cries and cries when he has to count my gratitude heart tears.
God wants every human being to take some of his responsibility burden, but there is nobody on earth who can take all of God's burden.
Every day and every moment is a sublime gift from above to our earth life.
From today, I shall think of myself the way my Lord thinks of me.
My Lord, do navigate my mind boat the way you have been navigating my heart boat.
God is extremely proud of our God-searching and God-seeking mind.
For our surrender heart, God has a very special affection and concern.
God feeds our heart tears with his own hand.
My heart bird is nestled in God's heart garden.
Like my heart, may my mind also be eager to fulfill my Lord's each and every wish.
Surrender is a magnet that brings down heaven's greatest treasures.
Oh, my mind, I advise you not to live any more inside ignorance cave.
The life of the mind lives in darkness.
Mine is the heart that meditates on God for the smiles of his compassion eye.
The soul becomes extremely proud of the vital when the vital wants to serve God sincerely.
I cannot believe that humanity's mind and humanity's vital all of a sudden are running together towards God's golden abode.
God has so many secrets to share with us, but alas, we do not pay any attention.
As God knows that we have many problems, even so, his heart has all the solutions for each and every problem of our life.
If our aspiration is sincere, God will always allow us to fly with our soul in his infinity's heart sky.
Finally, my dream has come true. My Lord has arrived and my mind has departed.
What does God love to do? He loves to sit back and watch his cosmic play.
There is only one story that God wants to hear. Our God sincerity story.
By nature, God favors my unconditional surrender life.
I have completely destroyed my earthbound desires.
My vital has decided to live only for God's ever-protecting feet.
God's joy knows no bounds when he sees that the doubting mind is surrendering to the love faith.
When we lighten somebody else's life, God immediately enlightens our mind.
The mind loves to turn its face away from God.
The heart loves to sit at God's feet, to see the beauty of God's face, and to enjoy the fragrance of God's sweetness heart.
Mine is the heart that is a devotion bridge to my Lord's heart.
God never keeps his satisfaction smiles above. He keeps them here, in the aspiring heart of humanity.
The mind knows that there is a sunlit path, but it refuses to walk along the path.
I shall never be able to go to my Lord Supreme without my heart tears.
I do not know how the human mind can be so stupid as to walk for centuries in the wrong direction.
What does ignorance do? Ignorance robs our mind and plunders our heart.
Right from the day I entered into the spiritual life, I accepted God's will as my only will.
My prayer life is satisfied with a few God compassion drops.
My meditation heart is satisfied only when it gets God's infinite compassion ocean.
God's vision eye loves to sport on my heart's love devotion surrender way.
When I say yes to my master's will, my soul immediately gets a tremendous thrill.
There is nothing that we will ever have to equal God's unconditional compassion.
All our pride problems can be solved only when God's compassion eye touches them.
O my mind, like my heart, when will you be eager to hand over your very existence to our Lord's feet for his use?
My Lord, your compassion eye is my heart nest.
My mind, let me be alone. Let me have an iota of joy and peace. Can you not do me this little favour, my mind?
The best surprise we can give to our Lord Supreme is our mind's surrender to our Lord's will.
The moment God's compassion eye touches my unwillingness immediately and cheerfully surrenders.
May my heart cries always live at my Lord's feet.
God invites our heart and mind to come and listen to his discourse. The heart immediately runs towards God. The mind goes to sleep.
We are such fools. We think that when we get angry at God, we will be able to achieve what we want.
Poor God, at last he has to give my disobedience mind an ultimatum.
A gratitude heart pleases God sooner than at once.
God cradles my surrender life between his eye and his heart.
Do not ignore Mother Earth. She is our Lord's body.
The seeker finds his obedience to God's will to be sweetness par excellence.
My Lord whispers and shows me where my heart key is misplaced.
When I tell my Lord all about my headache, he says to me, "My child, your headache is nothing short of my heart attack."
There shall come a time when our dry mind will develop God affection, God love, and God fondness.
Whenever the mind approaches God, it is all complaints.
Whenever the heart approaches God, it is all love, devotion, and surrender.
The heart loves to kneel at God's feet self-givingly.
There is nothing that cannot be accomplished with our constant God obedience.
The mind is not brave enough to be in God's company.
The heart loves and stays in God's company all the time.
Each seeker is blessed with thousands of promises.
God's joy knows no bounds when a seeker makes a solemn promise to him that he will fulfill God in his own way.
Each morning I give my Lord my heart's tears.
Each morning my Lord gives me his heart's brightest smile.
God's concern for humanity is his unparalleled speciality.
There has never been a time when God has closed his eyes.
My Lord is always eager to give my mind his address. My mind immediately rejects God's blessingful offer.
My mind thinks that there shall come a time when I will stop satisfying and pleasing God, an absurd idea indeed.
The aspiring heart loves to adore God every minute in minute detail.
Among the heaven climbers, the tears of my heart are the fastest.
Why does God hesitate to descend to earth? Because he feels humanity is not going to accept him in his own way.
Never too late for my Godward journey.
My vital and my body unfortunately take my mind's side in everything.
God wants my life to be my heart's soulful song.
The mind volcano knows how to explode.
The heart flute knows how to charm the world.
My Lord, if you really love me, then do veto my mind every time and everywhere.
Turbulence is the mind's fondest child.
No voice has to wail in despair if we come into the world for God's sake.
Surrender is a matter too sacred to be taken lightly.
God withdrawal pangs can never be described.
God does not want our hopes to be shattered.
Each man is compelled to enter into the battle of life's likes and dislikes.
The divine in me does not love any answering machine.
Every day, God's compassion supply is far beyond our imagination.
We master our life by pleasing our master.
True faith does not delay in obeying the Lord's command.
Peace is when we dive deep within.
Every morning my soul and I sail on the rainbow of our God love.
God loves to help us disguised.
Let us look for our God-reaching elevator that has no down buttons.